The fruit of silence is prayer. Let us listen to the voice of God, what He wants us to be doing in our lives. We all like to be appreciated and encouraged for our efforts. All the more so when we do is not one's usual routine. The season of Lent prompts us to do a few extra things which we otherwise would not be generally inclined to do. We fast, we make sacrifices, we do penance. In such situations, any sort of encouraging words or experiences are helpful to persevere in our efforts. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's about 10 days since we began our Lenten journey. Are we still on track, marching forward enthusiastically, armed with the weapons of personal sacrifices and penance? Or do you notice cracks in your resolutions? Do not lose heart. If you have faltered along the way, start afresh, for our God is a forgiving God. Reset your attention on things of heaven. As advised by St. Paul in our second reading, letter to the Philippians, how can we do this so that we make our Lenten journey a transfiguration experience? The transfiguration of our Lord was not merely an experience for the three apostles, Peter, James, and John, but a defining moment for Jesus as well. He needed the reassurance which had once come before the start of his public ministry, namely at his baptism. Now, before he enters Jerusalem to go through his passion and death, God reassures him, "You are still my beloved son." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus and his disciples go through this special spiritual experience in the context of prayer. Prayer is the ladder between God and human beings. It is a prayer which unites to have a personal conversation with God, to have that personal experience with God. Jesus is exhibiting that to us very explicitly. We have seen the temptation of Jesus. At that moment, how Jesus withstood with strong faith in himself. He has taught us how to overcome the temptations of our daily lives. That is through our prayer and penance. We need to become stronger and stronger in our prayer. That's the one which helps us to overcome all kinds of anxieties, all kinds of troubles, all kinds of tribulations. And Jesus is showing us that particular example to all of us. And we see clearly today also, he is praying with the disciples. He is drawing that strength for the upcoming of his passion and death. And he is becoming totally, fully powerful person to bear all kinds of sufferings. That's how in our lives we need to imbibe that quality of Jesus as Catholics. We need to take up our own daily crosses and follow Jesus faithfully. And Jesus is there to help all of us. As he is becoming a powerful person, he is helping us also to become the powerful persons in our own lives. And today's first reading tells us that the Lord God took Abram outside and had a conversation with him. That's a prayer. The psalm gives us an example of King David and his prayer in the face of danger. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. He's asking God, hide not your face from me, O God. And again, St. Paul in the second reading reminds us, the Christians in Philippi, that while most people occupy their minds with earthly things, which is very much connected to all of us, we bother about our own selves, we bother about the earthly things, and we give much importance to the earthly things than giving the first preference to God. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we forget that. Our attention is on God. Again, that is prayer. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus leads his three closest disciples away from the hustle and bustle of life, up to the top of a high mountain where he can be alone with them and gives them a lesson on prayer. The transfiguration experience certainly left an impact on those three apostles. Today, to all of us being his chosen one, being his disciples, they began to appreciate better the importance of Jesus' words, even if they did not yet understand everything that he taught them. My dear friends, during Lent, we are invited to consider our attentiveness to Jesus and to one another. In the pace and noise that often characterizes our daily lives, how well do we listen to God? How well we have that close connection to God with our prayer? Do we spend a few moments of our day with God? Do we ask God that particular strength to lead our life? What opportunities do we have for quiet prayer? Here, we have a lot of opportunities to improve our prayer life. Cathedral of St. Joseph gives you a lot of opportunities in the form of Friday adorations, Sunday evening vespers, and during the Lenten times, special time for the confessions. And all these opportunities we need to make use. Then we become better and better persons in the life of the church, that we will be called true and faithful servants of Jesus when we make our Lenten observance so faithfully.